Welcome to the National Association of Realtors Commercial Connections Podcast. This is the forum that features interviews with top commercial experts from across the country, sharing their best practices to help you improve your business.
Hi, Alex Ruggieri here. You're listening to Commercial Connections Podcast. Thanks for joining us. I have as our guest today Todd Kuhlman, CCIM. He's an experienced real estate instructor, mobile app developer, and a consultant for commercial real estate practitioners, as well as principals. He's an active owner and investor of commercial real estate. He's a frequent national speaker on web and mobile solutions for commercial real estate technology, social media, marketing, GIS, demographic analysis, and financial analysis. Todd is the CEO of CRE Tech Incorporated, specializing in developing and licensing mobile technology products for the commercial real estate profession. Prior to CRE Tech, Todd served as Vice President of CCIM Technologies, Inc. Welcome to Commercial Connections Podcast.
Thank you, Alex. Great to be here.
Yeah, I so enjoy bumping into you everywhere. It seems like everywhere I go, you're making a presentation, and I've been to quite a few different commercial real estate either conventions or meetings of national trade organizations, and I'm always so pleasantly surprised when I bump into you. And we were recently down in San Antonio, and you made a wonderful presentation on mobile apps to the audience, about 300-400 commercial practitioners. And I just want to say, you've always been one of my very favorite people. I don't think I've ever said this to you, Todd, but I'm going to say it right now in front of all of our commercial practitioners in the world, God and all the angels. But when you were with CCIM, you were a lifeline for me. And, you know, we were always trying to figure out the site to do business. How do you do this? How do you do that? Or whatever. And, you know, you always returned my calls, and you were always so helpful. And you probably forgot those days, but I've never forgotten how nice you were to Sylvia and I when we were struggling through some of the tech stuff. And then you went on to do your own company, and we were just rooting for you. So it's great stuff, and I just wanted to say a little bit about who you are and what kind of a person you are to do business with.
Well, thank you so much, Alex. I definitely didn't expect that and that great comment. But we've spent a lot of time over the last several years in commercial real estate technology and the evolution of commercial real estate technology from site to do business and the 10 years of evolving site to do business to now moving over to some of the mobile platform and the mobile different structures that commercial real estate practitioners are using. So that's what my focus has been on recently, especially since my days at CCIM Tech.
Well, and what I have found, and I have followed you, and I've listened, I actually, you won't believe this, but you did a presentation in Denver where you did a tag team with somebody else, I can't remember who it was, but and you did like 112 apps in one session, you know, boom, 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 back and forth. And I sat there, and it's recorded on YouTube somewhere, and I listened to it over and over, and I sat there with a yellow pad, and I made notes. And so today I'm using a lot of those apps, and they have the potential, and our commercial practitioners listening need to hear this. They have the potential to, A, make us money, make us more efficient, and help us to add value to our clients and customers. Do they not?
Well, absolutely. That was one of the more fun presentations I've made with a friend of mine, Todd Clark, CCIM out of Albuquerque, another technology guru out there that everybody should look up as well. But Todd Clark and I, we sat down. We were asked to do this event at CCIM Live up in Denver, and we called it with 60 apps in 60 minutes. And Todd and I got going back and forth and kind of almost a challenge to each other on how many apps we could present within that hour. And you're right, we got to about 107, 114 apps in that 60-minute time frame. I think a lot of people at the end of it was kind of having to take a deep breath.
Well, yeah, no kidding. And the only way you could absorb it all is to do what I did, and that's play it over and over again. I would put it on my computer, and I would, while I was shaving in the morning, I'd start it, and I'd play, and then I was making my eggs, and I'd still be listening to it. And I actually sat down one time in a hotel room when I was at one of these conferences, and I just had a couple hours in the hotel room, and I just sat down with a yellow pad, and I just made notes. So it's really great stuff. So some of the things, you know, like I annotate is one that I really like, because you can manipulate, you can read, you can write on PDFs, and when I say that, I want people to understand, you know, that, you know, in the old days, you know, someone would say, well, you know, we need you to review this document, and you would write in the margins, or you would highlight in yellow, or you would do things, and then you'd give it back to them and say, here's my notes. Well, it's kind of hard to do when you're on the road and you don't have the physical document and people got to fax it to you. Well, nobody has fax machine anymore. Well, I go to the hotel or whatever. Now you can do that on your iPad.
And, absolutely. I annotate and PDF Expert are a couple of our favorites for just pulling up a PDF document, typing on it, writing on it, taking notes on it. And obviously there's a tremendous amount of apps out there. I'm going back to something you said a little earlier, Alex, in this call, and that was the fact that people want to be more efficient. And that's where mobile technology and these mobile applications really help commercial real estate practitioners become more and more efficient. In fact, if I go back to when I first got into commercial real estate in 1991, and I spent 20 years as a practitioner in commercial real estate doing commercial real estate transactions and financing on this. And I look back at the days when I had to send a fax or even do a FedEx overnight to where I'm at today, that I could be sitting in an airport or even parked on the side of the road in my car and sending contracts out and using apps like DocuSign to sign contracts.
Oh, yeah, I love that one.
Instantly. Yeah, instantly. And so the efficiency,
I don't even have to sign it, because in DocuSign, I don't even have to sign it because it's already got my signature stored. All I have to do is click and drag it, and, you know, or my initials or my name or the date. I mean, that is powerful.
Exactly. And here's just two examples of a couple of apps that have made our lives so much better. And when I talk to people, they say, oh, my gosh, I'm so overwhelmed by all this stuff. But if you just take a little bit of time, like you were saying, even when you were, you know, taking a shower or getting ready in the morning or whatnot, you were listening to some of this stuff. What a great use of time in just updating on what's out there and how to make yourself more efficient. Because at the end, that's what all this technology is really about, is helping you. You don't want to become a slave to your technology. You want that technology to work for you. And there's just certain apps out there that we have found that really help that.
Absolutely. And I don't want to get time to get away from us without us talking about The Analyst, which is a program that you wrote. And I recently did an article for Commercial Connections Magazine, NAR's commercial publication, and they asked me to highlight some must-have apps. And I'll tell our commercial practitioners they can find this. It's in Volume 15, Issue 1, or Spring 2014 of Commercial Connections. And I talk about those apps that I thought were really helpful to me. And yours is right up there as a must-have app. So why don't you tell us what that does?
Well, I appreciate that, Alex. We, when I was with CCIM Technologies, I had the wonderful, awesome experience of traveling around the country in North America doing trainings, as you mentioned before, on Site to Do Business and other applications and other technology. And I went to literally 56 different locations in about a two-year period, meeting other commercial real estate practitioners. And repeatedly, every one of them would tell me, we need something more efficient. We need something simpler. And I have found in commercial real estate, not only the broker or the practitioner of the real estate, but also the investors and the decision makers, they want the bottom line. They want to know as quickly as possible, as efficiently as possible, what is this thing? What's the return on this investment? What's my actual cost of this lease? Those different types of things. So we set out to create in 2011 an application that would do just that would allow somebody to A little bit more than a back of the envelope type scenario. It's actually evolved quite a bit since then. But to be able to go in and do a financial analysis on a property or a comparative lease analysis on a property, even to simply just measure a property and get the square footage of a property. So we've created an app called The Analyst, and recently introduced even the Analyst Pro, which is our next version of that, that allows users to really go in there and customize the reports with their logo, save their reports, and then just a very short time ago, in fact, the first part of April, we introduced the Android version, so we're very excited about that as well.
Well, fantastic. So if people wanted to find out more about that particular app, how could they do that?
Yeah, the best thing to do is they could go to our website called The Analyst Pro, so it's all one word, theanalystpro.com, or it's on iTunes and the Google Play Store. So if you search for The Analyst or The Analyst Pro on both of those, and we've actually, for a limited time, made the Analyst Standard Version app a free download app. So I know when you wrote your article for NAR, we were charging $10 for that app download, but since we released the Pro version here recently, we now have made that a free app, temporarily made that a free app, so your listeners can go download the Analyst for free.
Well, that's fantastic. One thing, when you were giving your talk in San Antonio, I mentioned about this idea of the digital stylus, and that's something that I think has been really cool because it's almost now you can like write on your iPad with this digital stylus, and it works just like a pen, or you can, depending on the app or the function, you can make it into a highlighter or an underliner. I mean, it's just really amazing, and it's like a multiply useful device, and it works just like you would use a pencil on paper in the old days, but now you're writing with a digital pen right on your iPad.
That's the beauty part about traveling all over the country and all over the world talking to people, is getting the ways that they use their application and their technology, and that's what we do. In fact, all the times I've seen you at some of the different events, we'll talk about some of the best practices out there that people like you and others that are really, you know, early adopters and lovers and passionate about technology really integrate and implement into their lives.
Yeah, yeah, and that's what we have to do if we want to add value. Well, we're almost out of time. If someone's going to walk away, what are the top three things that they need to remember, or how can they drill down and find out more about apps and all of that?
Well, I want to emphasize, and this is one of the reasons we've been running into each other so much lately, I want to emphasize just the direction we're going with mobile technology. Back in 2010, 2011, you know, there's only about an 8% usage of mobile app and mobile app technology versus or compared to computer technology and PC and laptop. That changed this year. In fact, this year we have, I call it the crossover year of 2014, where more people are accessing the internet over a mobile device than they're using a computer. And it's just phenomenal. So if you haven't embraced, I'm talking to your listeners right now, not you, Alex, because I know you've embraced it, but if your listeners have not embraced mobile technology yet, I really challenge them to update themselves. Go out, learn this. It's fun. It's actually a very, very fun. Of all the things you have to go out and learn and experience, mobile technology is one of the funnest and exciting. The other thing that I'd like to, you mentioned a couple of points. The other thing I want to emphasize is using a mobile device such as a tablet or an iPad during your presentations with your clients. Your competition, if you're not doing this, your competition is doing this. So when you get in front of a client and you're making a presentation, whether that's about a certain property that you have or if it's a listing presentation, have that mobile device there and have it prepared with some of these different presentation tools. You can actually do a full PowerPoint or keynote presentation using a mobile device. And this is what the competition's doing out there when they're doing these presentations. So embrace the mobile technology. And then very, very quickly, probably the last thing I would say on education, and you hit on most of it, Alex, you know, take some of the seminars, take a look at some of the YouTube videos out there on how commercial real estate practitioners are using mobile technology. The information's out there. That webinar that Todd Clark and I did is out there. Just really encourage the education and learning and embracing this particular technology. That would be my three suggestions to your listeners.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. That's awesome stuff. And I would just add that this is it is going to help you make money, and it will liberate you and free you, not entangle you, if you take the time to learn this stuff. So it's really great. We're out of time. Todd Kuhlman, I love that name because you are such a cool man. But thank you for being with us today on Commercial Connections Podcast.
Thank you, Alex. Pleasure being here.
Thanks for being with us on the Commercial Connections Podcast, the place for you to learn the best practices from the best commercial experts in the country.